WCCO Real Radio is synonymous with the way radio is, was, and always should be. It's more than a catchy slogan. Real Radio is WCCO. Station personalities as friendly and familiar to the people of CCO land as your next-door neighbor. It's live major league and college sports action. A commitment to public service, entertainment, news, and weather that is first and foremost second to none. A constant companion at 830 on the AM dial. In the fall 1981 Arbitron sweep, CCO's 22.9 metro share was the highest in the nation's top 25 markets. Your commercial message on WCCO is one thing: effective. Listen to the station that has lived on through the formats and fads. Real Radio WCCO. Real, live, human radio.
Charles Osgood, CBS News.
It is 16 minutes past 6. It's 34 degrees. WCCO 830, Rog Erickson here with the morning crew.
What happened to you yesterday? I couldn't catch the entire saga of you and Charlie Boone attempting to call Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth on her birthday to wish her happy birthday.
They answered at Buckingham Palace finally, and they said, "Are we live on the radio?" Yes, and then... click.
Cut you off immediately, huh?
So I went off, and then later someone came on and said... We don't do live interviews without previous arrangements. I'm amazed you got through. I said, well, it took a long time, actually. I said, could we talk with the Queen? We want to wish her happy birthday, and we would like to ask if Princess Diane did get the gift that Boone and Erickson gave her when we were over there broadcasting.
For the wedding,
which was a toaster, and we never received
a
thank you note.
Toaster?
Yes, we never received a thank you note.
Well, I hope it was a Steubenglas toaster.
It's time now for a traffic update. Anyhow, the Twins lost to Oakland 5-2, and they will play at Seattle the next four games.
Oh, yes, let's get out there to South St. Paul. Good morning, Kurt Zimmerman.
And good morning to you. A real nice morning here at South St. Paul. Yesterday in our market...
This is WCCO, Minneapolis-St. Paul.
It's 7 o'clock and time for the CBS World News, brought to you by Northwest Orient Airlines.
This is Dallas Townsend, CBS News. Howard Viken will have the regional report in a moment. Now here is CCO meteorologist Bill Anderson from the Weather Center.
Good morning. Thunderstorms with frequent lightning.
Dino, how you doing?
Doing just fine.
Good.
Okay, let's take a look at how things are moving. The State Patrol just in the process of getting cleared an accident, Highway 13 and 35E in the Mendota Heights area. And everything else moving fairly well.
This is Ray Christensen. Israeli warplanes flew over Beirut and South Lebanon today, drawing fire from Palestinian aircraft guns.
They talked about maybe us going down and opening the fair.
We should, shouldn't
we? Cover all the big events here on the Boone Erickson Show. Doesn't that open when?
Next month, is it?
Yeah, you ever been there? Knoxville?
I've been to Chattanooga.
Have you?
Oh, yeah, they have a great Chinese restaurant there.
They have a great Chinese restaurant in Chattanooga?
The Chattanooga Fuchu.
Say, it's 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's 46 degrees. What a duo. We got Johnny Mathis and Dionne Warwick.
Yeah?
What a team, huh?
What a team.
Here they are. Joyce Lamont's here at almost 9 minutes before 9 o'clock. Beautiful spring morning, Joyce.
Yes, and so many things going on now. Here are some of the concerts this weekend.
Boone and Erickson here for Klein Olds in Roseville.
Say, last year, 1981, was a record sales year for Klein Olds.
It's almost too hard to believe, but it is true, and there are a number of reasons for this.
Charlton Heston.
Well, I thought I'd lay it on a little. You know, they told me you have the most listened-to show in Minneapolis, that we'd carry it here this time.
Sophia Loren, may we present you with this red rose.
How did you know she liked red?
Oh, I had heard.
Oh! Here we go again.
Is it true that at one time you almost considered coming to WCCO?
I more than almost considered it. I considered it very, very deeply.
The sun is shining. Sunny and warm today and tomorrow. High today, low to middle 60s. High tomorrow near 73. Unless, however, our meteorologist Bill Anderson wants to change things a little bit when we talk with him in a couple of minutes. Part of the Howard Viken Show on CCO Radio.
Radio, WCCO.
Breakfast lovers, it's a shame the disappearing act your bacon does on you. You pay top price, you heat it up, and it shrinks right before your eyes.
Stephanie Shelton, CBS News.
Thank you, Stephanie. And speaking of diseases, this is Dan Hertzgard, and this program can be contagious. We hope we'll affect you the right way. 59 now, St. Paul, Minneapolis reading, and 6 minutes after 1 o'clock. Good music coming up here with Carol King.
Can't a mess. And it is 7 minutes past four, working the show today, spinning the records and Transfinger is here looking gorgeous. I love that denim skirt.
Notice it's split to the thigh. The wheels look good, don't they?
What's up tonight, Morg?
Well, I had a call from Sidney Hartman. He wanted to take me out, buy me a little supper. Wants to pick my brain on how I'm picking all the games this weekend, you know.
This is Cannon, and it's lonely at the top.
That's the business barometer.
You gray flannel executive heartthrob, you. This is Harry Reasoner reporting for CBS News.
With a traffic report now, Dino Spratt.
Well, we're already getting reports of moderate levels of traffic.
Hi, gang, this is Cannon, along with Morgan Mundane. And I want you to see Minnesota at sea level. Take the Amtrak to Duluth.
WCCO Radio News, this is Dick Chapman. And go my own
way. Yeah, sweetheart, we're gonna fly away together into the night. Just you and me, baby.
That is Stevie Woods, his latest on CCO. It's 12 minutes past 11 o'clock. 59 in St. Paul, Minneapolis. Mostly clear skies. This is David Hopp with you here on Real Radio, WCCO.
I like it. That's Terry Cashman and our own personalized version of Minnesota baseball. They're talking baseball. You're listening to CCO on this Tuesday night. It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock after a lovely day today. And this is Ruth Kozlak.
Minnesota Gopher Big Ten basketball and football. The Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota Twins.
Back to the right side. Willie White trying to penetrate. Passes off and Chaney puts it up and it comes off. Tapped up and off. Rebounded by Holmes. Gopher ball foul with 4 seconds left.
Kramer back as if the pass gives to Teddy Brown and he has nothing at all up the middle. But he breaks a tackle and gets down close to the goal line. Touchdown.
There's a long drive in the right field. Way back. And that one is gone over the right field fence. Line drive home run.
Listen, I have to say thank you to CCO because immediately at 9:30 when the power went off, we got our portable radio and we turned on CCO, and that's been our constant companion. And for the weather reports, for what to do, who to call in case of trouble, or, you know, you begin to wonder, well, am I doing the right thing? And then we felt confident that we were doing the right thing. So thanks to you guys, really, I can't tell you how much it meant to hear your voice.
It was in the summer of 1964. I was at the Democratic National Convention in Atlantic City. I was wondering what was going to happen to me and hoping. And I was on the phone to WCCO's Party Line program describing my impressions of the convention. Suddenly, the program was interrupted, and the CBS Bulletin made the announcement that President Johnson was going to ask Hubert Humphrey to be the vice presidential candidate. Well, I'd say that was good from 2 points. First of all, the president had very good judgment. And secondly, may I say it was wonderful news to hear because I was wondering what he was going to do. I couldn't find it out from him. Here, where do you think I got it? Right from WCCO. Now, that's instant news, and that's live, real drama.
We're real, so real.
WCCO, Real Radio. The sound of real people talking about real things in a real world. A truly unique setting for your commercial message in the Minneapolis-St. Paul market, where one voice is clear. Real Radio, WCCO.
There's a warm hello you keep turning to. It's always right here. At the heart of all, when it means the most to you, one voice is clear.